Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Bill Buckmaster Show, and today is Thursday, the 1st of September, and it's still hot, and I'm still not Bill Buckmaster. This is Shelley Fishman, and I'm sitting in for Bill while he's on vacation, and this is the last day I'll be doing the show. Tomorrow, it's the usual Friday roundtable, so I'm very pleased to have been privileged, actually, to have done this all week, and it's been great fun. And today, we're kind of going to wrap up the week so far. The question that we've been dealing with is Tucson a good place to do business? Is it a good place to do business? Is it a good place to move your business? Can Tucson retain the business that it has? If it is a good business climate, and what makes it a good business climate? If it's not, why not, and what can we do about it? During the course of this week, we've had interviews with several of the incumbent local government officials. We've also had interviews with several of the candidates who want to be local government officials. Today, we're going to talk to the presidents of many of the chambers of commerce here in Tucson. The first half hour, we have with us in the studio Mike Varney, who is the president of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber. We have Melissa Griebel, who is the president of the Tucson GLBT Chamber. I should make those letters clearer. That's gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. And yes, there is such a chamber, and it's a very, very popular and very successful chamber. And on the phone, we have Ed Stolmaker, who is the president of the Marana Chamber. Ed, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And Ed's calling in from, I guess you're in New Jersey, aren't you?
No, I'm in Queens, New York.
Queens, New York.
Yes, yeah, celebrating okay. My mother's 94th birthday.
Wow. Well, congratulations to your mom.
I'm only 34.
You're only 34. I got that.
Yeah.
Well, so in the spirit of full disclosure, I should also mention that I'm a part of SACA. I am the current chairman of the Southern Arizona Chamber of Commerce Association, and that's an association made up of the presidents or officers of the various chambers around Pima County and Tucson. So these are not new issues for me, and these issues of how to make Tucson and Pima County a better place to do business are actually, and that's actually become kind of a passion. So I'd like to start with Mike, if I might, and Mike Varney, you're new to Tucson, you're out of Las Vegas and the Las Vegas area, you've come into this area, and give us some impressions, and then I know you've been making a lot of changes at the Metro Chamber. Tell us what you've been doing and why it's been so important to you.
Well, thank you, Shelley, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today. I certainly appreciate the invitation to join you in Bill's show here. You're right. I am from the Las Vegas area. I do bring an outsider's perspective to Tucson. I have the privilege of working with some very, very dedicated residents, native residents of Tucson and southern Arizona, who are giving me great direction in history and people and players and so forth. So we're combining the outside perspective with the locals' perspective on a number of things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. We have made a lot of progress on changing some things in the last 3-4 months or so. We've created what we call a top five agenda. These are the top five priorities of our organization right now. Without going into tremendous depth on this, because I know you have other guests you want to get to, at the top of our list is doing everything we can to super serve the small business community. There are four supporting pillars of that program, which largely are being carried out by a brand new committee that the Tucson Metro Chamber has created called a Small Business Growth Committee. These are 15 small business owners who have been asked to help this organization deliver services and products to the small business community that helps small business people make money, help them save money, help them get connected and gain access to new business channels, and to create programs that are a platform for knowledge transfer. The other four initiatives that we're working on include a much more robust government affairs and advocacy department. We are working on an economic development agenda, which we think is going to be a tremendous complement to the work that TRIO is doing. We're also working on a program to mobilize the business community to make a difference in southern Arizona and frankly, statewide education. We're 49th in educational quality in the country, and I don't think that's something that any of us can say we're proud of. So we're going to do something to help move that in the right direction. And then fifthly, a community affairs agenda, where we're going to roll up our sleeves, get our own hands dirty, and go out and make a difference in the community and the projects that we're going to contribute to Tucson and Pima County.
And in the interest of a couple of things, first of all, another chamber president has joined me in the studio and joined us in the studio, and it's Melissa Black, who is the president of the Green Chamber. So welcome. Thanks for coming. Sorry if you got a little bit lost on the way to the studio, but that's cool.
I like going in circles, Shelley. I'm glad to be here with you. Thank
you. Not a problem. Mike, just one or two points, if you would. I understand, and this is a shameless plug, but you are on this station every Saturday morning at 6, talking about business and reaching out to the community.
Sure.
Tell us just a little bit about that show.
Sure. It's called Profiles in Business. It's brand new, Shelley. We've just started it. Last Saturday was our first show. And you're right, 6 o'clock every Saturday morning, we will be interviewing a local business executive, not so much because that person individually has so much to bring to the table or their company does, but to look at trends in various industries. So if we, for example, have a communications, someone from the communications industry, we'll be talking about trends in the communications industry, ditto for healthcare, or financial services or whatever. So it's really a great opportunity for anyone who really cares about what's going on in trends in these key business categories. It's a great show to tune into and hear an insider's view of those trends.
Great, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
And thanks for reaching out as actively as you have been.
Thank you.
Melissa Griebel, the president of the GLBT Chamber. Tell us why we need to have a GLBT Chamber and what the objectives of that chamber are.
Well, the objectives of the chamber that we've always worked under are to provide opportunities for our membership to network, to educate our membership on issues that are important to them and to the business community, and then to advocate for them. And the purpose of our chamber is the same as any purpose for any other chamber, to do those things for our membership. And the networking piece of that brings together the opportunity for our membership, which are the GLBT community members and their allies, to come together and do that together. So that's been a very successful formula for us, and we've worked very hard at continuing the networking opportunities. And now we've really focused in the last couple of years on the advocacy piece of that, being able to hear what our members need and what they're lacking in the Tucson community as far as business goes, and how we can help fill that and be a voice for them as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to go to Ed Stolmaker. Ed, you're still on the phone.
Still on the phone.
You're still in Queens.
Yes, I am.
Ed, I remember your saying at a meeting we had last week, Marana was going to be the best place in the state of Arizona to do business. Tell us about that.
Well, Marana's is a great place to do business, and one of the reasons I can say that is because the chamber, the town, the business community are working together to accomplish those goals. In Marana, it's great when you have people at the table. We don't have to agree on everything, but at least we feel we have the same direction. We feel we have the same focus, and business is very important in our community. To be able to provide ways to retain our existing businesses, to connect to the businesses, like I said, that are here, to go out and find businesses to move into Marana. That's our focus.
And on a regular basis, how do you interface with the local government in Marana?
Josh Wright heads up. He has a long title, but part of his title is economic development. He attends our legislative and economic development committees. He's an ex officio board member, so we stay connected. Josh calls me. If there's a new business coming into town, he'll call me and let me know. If I find out something that he needs to know, I'll contact him. He'll get the information to the appropriate parties, development services, whatever needs to be done to make sure that things are addressed. And that makes a difference in our community.
I got it. Thank you. And before we go to break, fourth president we have with us in this first half of the Bill Buckmaster Show is Melissa Black, who is the president of the Green Chamber. Melissa, welcome. And why a Green Chamber?
Well, Shelley, we have so many great organizations in town, starting with our fabulous chambers. What are we up to, 8 or 9 of them now?
Nine, yeah.
And we saw an opportunity to address the green community because we see a light in our job and growth of our economy in that particular area of the economy. We have an 8.6% growth in green jobs versus a 0.7% growth in jobs that you would just call your regular type.
So you're growing faster than the community in general.
That is correct, yes. That is the trend in the economy, is to pay attention to how we do business in the 21st century. And we found a real need in our solar community, our businesses that pay attention to their energy equation at the end of the day, what they do with waste, transportation, resources, and it really is quite a national trend.
Okay. You know, let's pick up on that whole topic of jobs, because jobs is the number one priority for the Southern Arizona Chamber of Commerce Alliance and for these chambers of commerce over the next, probably year or two. So let's go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk to the presidents of the chambers of commerce here in Pima County about creating jobs.
Firo Amori presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Firo Amori. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Firo Amori in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at firoamoripizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection at Golf Links and Kolb and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
And we're back live in the studio. This is the Bill Buckmaster Show, and this is Shelley Fishman sitting in for Bill while he's up in the North Country on vacation. And I am privileged to have here in the studio 3 of the presidents of the Chambers of Commerce around Pima County, and on the phone, a fourth president. So Ed Stolmaker's on the phone from Queens, New York, but he's the president of Marana. We've got Melissa Griebel, who's the president of the GLBT Chamber. We've got Melissa Black, who's the president of the Green Chamber. And we've got Mike Varney, who's the president of the Metro Chamber. And we're talking about jobs. One of the things the chambers are focused on for the next year or so is helping create jobs, helping the government do the things that need to be done to create jobs. That's what the Southern Arizona Chamber of Commerce Alliance is focused on. That's what we're focused on. So I'm gonna mix things up a little bit and start with you, Ed. You're still on?
I think when it comes to creating jobs, there has to be a partnership between the for myself, Marana, for the other chambers, the Pima County and Tucson. Chambers can't, in my opinion, can't do it on their own. We have a lot of great ideas, but some of that has to be implemented by the cities and towns. So there has to be a relationship there where people can communicate with each other, the chambers can communicate with the cities and towns and the county, give ideas, and they have to be able to listen and don't look at the chambers as their enemy. We're there to help, provide information. This is our business. And if we work together, we can accomplish our goals and create jobs and also retain the businesses that we have here.
And retention is so important. Melissa Griebel at the GLBT Chamber, I know you've been working with the University of Arizona to help raise awareness of what some of the jobs are available and how especially GLBT-oriented kids can come out of university and work in mainstream business. What kind of things are you doing?
We've done a lot in our education committee to be able to encourage students from the U of A Specifically, lately we've had many from the Eller School come over and participate in our Chamber of Commerce, meet with some of our members to find out what kinds of challenges there are in the business community, what kinds of opportunities there are in the business community. And that's been a really wonderful partnership between us and the U of A. We've also invited other colleges within the U of A system to send their students over, and this has been a wonderful partnership for us.
Great. And Melissa Black, tell us a little bit more about what the Green Chamber is doing to create jobs in this community.
Okay, well, I'm going to go along with Ed on his thoughts about those partnerships between the governmental entities, and I would also like to add our state government, especially our Arizona Corporation Commission, and even to the federal level, where we have found strong partnerships with Gabrielle Giffords and Raul Grijalva in the work that they do. That would be most specifically towards making Southern Arizona the solar capital of the nation. And we have seen tremendous growth in that industry. When I started my solar installation company 2.5 years ago, there were 30 solar installers. We're now up to 150. That was the last count of solar electric installers on the TEP list. So tremendous growth in that green industry. Also, with the federal tax incentives for renewable energy and energy efficiency, that's where we're seeing growth here in Tucson, Arizona, in jobs.
You know, Melissa, yesterday we had a caller who was venting a little bit, complaining about the regulations that required more licensing than he thought was required in other communities to do similar work. Is that something that has happened in this community, in Tucson, that has kind of popped up in your experience here in Tucson?
I would say something more to the effect that I was at the Pima Metropolitan Alliance seminar on sustainability this past week, and we had the registrar of contractor himself in from Phoenix. And what we're seeing is we want a standard for installation for these types of systems so that we have a good community relation, we have successful solar energy, and so here in Southern Arizona, PAG has created what's called the Solar Standards Board, which is a completely voluntary entity, but puts out how we're going to do business in solar energy. So that can only benefit our market that we have very satisfied and well-done installations.
Okay. Mike Varney, president of the Metro Chamber, the big chamber in town. There's one thing sitting out there right now that can create 500 jobs, and I know it's a passion of yours. Tell us about it, if you would. I know I didn't tell you in advance I was going to mention this subject,
It is
so important. Tell us about what you think are one of the biggest opportunities for creating instant jobs here in the community.
Well, I think you're probably referring to Rosemont,
you bet.
Shelley. And I would put Rosemont in the context of just overall efforts that we can all engage in here together, to Ed's point about public and private working together. Our people are hurting here in Southern Arizona. We need jobs. This is not the time for us to be looking for perfection. Mining is a big, sometimes dangerous, sometimes dirty operation. The Rosemont mining folks have gone to every length that has been asked of them to comply with the U.S. Forest Service regulations to operate that mine, and in many cases beyond what's asked of them. I'm told that this facility will be a gold standard for mining operations around the world. So is it perfect? Probably not perfect, but our unemployment is still in the neighborhood of 9%. There's 465 good-paying, solid jobs that can be implemented out there at Rosemont right now and be there for 20 years. The billions of dollars of economic impact that those 465 jobs plus the tax base that Rosemont will throw off, all the other ancillary benefits of getting that mine open as soon as possible, we need all of us, public and private, to get behind that operation and get that mine open.
And Melissa Green, Melissa Black, I knew I was going to do that.
I can
Melissa
take it.
Black, the Green Chamber, you've taken a position on the Rosemont Mine, and I don't think it's what people might expect.
Shelley, it took us about a year and a half to draft this letter because, as we well know, there are two sides of the story on this. But what we did at the Green Chamber was we looked at the development plan that creates an opportunity to change mining across the industry by different technologies that they will be using at the Rosemont facility. I mean, bar them getting it started there. So what we did was we said, we appreciate that. We're with you. We want to support all your sustainability measures. And I also want to say one thing. They put $500,000 of solar energy out there at Rosemont. We really appreciate that extra effort they went to on that.
Okay. And I went around the room this week last week at a SACA meeting, and I said, is any chamber opposed to this mine? And we were all either in favor or decided we were neutral, including the Geographic Chamber down in Vail and Green Valley. So we're going to break for the news and come back with a whole different set of presidents.
Thanks, Shelley.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. There's a flurry of economic data out today. A private trade group reports manufacturing grew last month, though it was at its slowest pace in 2 years. Retailers and automakers are reporting solid sales figures for August, while the government says fewer people applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Obama administration says two of the nation's largest mortgage lenders are not doing enough to help Americans avoid foreclosure. The Treasury Department says Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase have done a poor job of helping people lower their mortgage payments and have rejected some people who should be eligible. Calmer winds are helping firefighters make progress against a North Texas wildfire. The Texas Forest Service says the blaze is 50% contained and no longer threatening homes in the Possum Kingdom Lake area west of Fort Worth. More details at srnnews.com.
The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA Four Diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting. And you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
A
simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lemon Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
And we're back live in the studio. This is the Bill Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, the 1st of September, and Bill Buckmaster is on vacation. Today is the last day I will be hosting, or guest hosting for Bill. And we've used today as kind of a sum-up day for our week of trying to figure out whether Tucson and Pima County are good places to do business. If not, why not, and what can we do as a business community to help improve the situation? First half of this hour, we had four presidents of chambers of commerce, and in this half, we have currently two with us. We're expecting one or two more, let's see. We have Dave Perry on the phone with us, and Dave is the president of the North Pima County Chamber, and I have Leah Marquez Peterson here in the studio, and Leah is the president of the Hispanic Chamber. Dave, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. Leah, thank you for coming.
No problem. I enjoy being on the radio with you, Shelley.
I know that. Leah was
and
actually
Dave,
my co-host for a while on a show
We've
that we
done
did
this
on
before.
Another, so we sure have. Dave, tell us a little bit about the North Pima Chamber and how you work with the government up north of Tucson.
Well, Shelley, the Northern Pima County Chamber of Commerce has 425 active members. We have a concentration of membership in Oral Valley and then the surrounding sort of Casas Adobes into Marana, unincorporated Pima County areas. Our office is at Ina and Oracle, just north of Ina Road, and I've been on the job for 5 months, learning a ton, having a great time, and working specifically with the town of Oral Valley, attempting to improve a business climate as well as improve the perception that Oral Valley is pro-business, and they've fought that perception as being anti-business for quite some time, but we're starting to see some small gains and certainly a more favorable attitude toward the business.
Dave, could you give us some specifics when it comes to, you know, what do you mean by being pro-business or a good place to do business, and what things have changed in your opinion that have begun to mark the improvement you're talking about?
Well, I think to begin with, we've seen a change in elected leadership. Mayor Satish Hiremath and members of the council. Satish is a dentist in Oral Valley and a businessman himself. He understands the importance of the business community to having a healthy community at large. And we've been working on things that may seem relatively insignificant, but I don't think that they are. One of them, for example, is rules regarding the outside display of merchandise for retailers. Right now, you can't just put stuff out in front of your store. You need to have a permit, which costs $370 and is good for 60 days. And the town is looking at liberalizing those rules, making perhaps an annual permit and being less regulatory, if you will, to give the businessman and businesswoman the opportunity to make their own decisions about what they put out in front of their stores and how they communicate with merchants.
Okay, and the role that you have played and the chamber has played in that is precisely how have you contributed to that?
Well, I think that we've attended meetings, of course, and we have spoken up at the Planning and Zoning Commission where that proposal came before that governing board first. I have conversations with Amanda Jacobs, the Economic Development Manager, and David Williams, who's in charge of planning. And they talk about, here's what we're thinking about doing, what do you think about this or that, how would it be received in the business community. In turn, I'm communicating with our membership and Actually, I'm sitting outside of Sun City Vistoso. I'm up at the Oro Valley Business Club meeting, and I just spoke to their group trying to get some business people to show up for a public hearing on outdoor displays on September 21st. So,
okay.
You know, it's a collegial sort of a working together and trying to figure out how we can make things better for everybody.
And it is working, isn't it? I mean, when I say working, you can't just leave it alone. You have to kind of work it, don't you?
That's right. And, you know, Woody Allen said, I think 80% of life is just showing up. And, you know, we try to show up for things and we try to represent our organization and then communicate back to members and say, here's what we've done. Here's what we see happening. Here's what you can do to help yourself.
Okay. Dave, stay on the line because we're going to dialogue a little bit more. But, you know, the Buckmaster Show is kind of interview-driven, but sometimes we open up the phone lines and we ask for input from the listening audience. And I'd like to do that now. 790-2040 is the call-in number. If you've got a question for either Dave Perry or for Leah Marcus-Peterson, or for me for that matter, please give us a call and we'll try to address that question. Leah, again, it's a welcome face across the table here and,
thank
and across
you.
The microphone. Leah, I know that you have been just doing some amazing things in the Hispanic Chamber, and many of them are government-oriented. Just if you would, tell us a little bit about it.
You know, certainly. I think I took over our chamber about 2 years ago, and I know I'm feeling for you, Dave. I know you said you were 5 months old, right?
Right.
I know, it could be tough, learning by fire hose, as they say. But certainly at the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we sat down and really sat back and thought about what are the priorities of our business community and what were they looking at from a Chamber of Commerce. And certainly a major role of that is advocacy. I think a second role is a resource that they can call, in our case, on learning about information about the Hispanic community, the fastest growing demographic in the nation, and the Mexican community, because we've done some work internationally I can talk about later also.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, helping them grow their business. So we talk about these three buckets all the time in terms of how we help our members. Advocacy, though, one of the things that was particularly, there was a lot of passion in our chamber was around city council. We are not a geographic chamber. And I don't know if you've talked, I think you mentioned SACA in the first half hour,
right?
Where the Chamber Alliance, there are chambers that are geographic oriented or social issue oriented or racially oriented, in different ways you define a Chamber of Commerce. And there are actually 9 that are participating in the Southern Arizona Chamber Alliance. In our case, we're trying to look by jurisdiction. So whether that be South Tucson, Oro Valley, Marana, City of Tucson, and so on, we've tried to look at each of those areas.
And I suppose it's important to say that with all the non-geographic chambers, the Hispanic Chamber, the Gay Chamber, the Green Chamber, there's the Black Chamber, of course, there's no requirement that you be one of those things,
right,
to join the chamber.
Yes.
There's no secret handshake. There's no questioning, you know, question on the form. It is just a good place to exchange ideas, to learn, to exchange leads and do
absolutely
business with each other.
And that is the number one question I get. I'm not Hispanic. I can't go, or I don't speak mm-hmm. Spanish. So absolutely no, you do not have to be Hispanic or speak Spanish to attend.
Now, I want to focus in on one thing that you did before we take a break, but it was very interesting because it talks to the whole issue of government and how to make government more business friendly. You held some seminars on how to run for public office.
Yeah, we call it our Candidate Academy. We're actually having our third annual Candidate Academy starting in January. It's nonpartisan. Anyone can attend. You don't have to be a business person or Hispanic or part of our chamber. But it's a 4-session academy that happens in the evening. We've graduated 52 people to date, and it can be someone who's considering running for office, wanting to work on a campaign. We facilitate the conversation, so we're not the speakers at it, but we're bringing in experts from the Democrat, Republican, Green Party, Libertarian, and so on to speak to the potential candidates, and it's been very successful.
Wow. So tell us a little bit. You said that you have some emphasis on the city council.
Right. So about a year and a half ago, we created our city council report card that has created a lot of feedback, I'll say, in the community. We started tracking, you know, from a particular point, I think it was June of 2010, votes that the city council were making and what our opinion was on them. So this also took us getting coordinated in our Chamber of Commerce and in the business community in terms of what our position was, yes or no, on particular votes that they were taking. So at this point, we've been doing it over a year. We have some 30, 40 different votes we've tracked, and we are grading our mayor and city council based on the percentage they are in support of our position.
Now, do you have a way, and Dave, you might want to chime in on this question too, do you have a way of letting elected officials know what your position is before they actually take a vote?
We have improved on that, certainly. One of the challenges is when, if you've ever attended a mayor and council meeting, the agenda is set about 48 hours in advance. So if we aren't aware that something is coming down the pipe that's going to be voted on, I am sending emails out generally the night before the council meeting to make them aware of that. And that recently happened. They had a council meeting August 9th. There was only one meeting in August because of the summer. So we sent a lot of emails out letting them know of our opinion.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that elected officials say to me all the time is the only time we hear from you business people is when we're about to do something that you don't like. And we don't have an ongoing dialogue. We don't have ongoing input. And I started hearing that a couple of years ago and working very hard to try to correct that. One of the things I know that, for instance, you, Leah, you sit on the Small Business Commission for Pima County.
Yeah, I think what's challenging for any business organization, whether it's a chamber or not, is staying in front of the issues before it ends up on the agenda. So I try and do that by sitting on the county Small Business Commission. In the past, I've sat on the city commission.
Right, and I'm sitting on the city
commission. And now you're sitting on the Southern Arizona Business Roundtable. And there are lots of group meetings and events that happen that we can hear about important issues.
So, and it really is a two-way street. I mean,
yes.
They're not only dumping things on you. What do you think about this? But you're bringing issues to these commissions for addition to their agendas as it becomes something that you think can improve.
No, absolutely. And also educating our members. I mean, we're getting close to 800 member businesses, which is exciting.
Wow.
Here in the Tucson Hispanic Chamber, which is wonderful. But one of the things we need to educate them on is communicate with us. If you're running into an issue at the city, at the county, at the state, let us know so we can study the issue. It could be the business owner is not being communicated with or doesn't understand the process. But if they fully understand it and are running into roadblocks, what can we do to help?
Yeah, sure. So the number here in the studio is 790-2040. We're going to come back after the break with Dave and Leah, and we're going to talk about jobs and what the business community can do to help improve the job situation here in Tucson. We'll be right back.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain and Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
And we're back live in the studio on the Buckmaster Show. We're here with Dave Perry from the Northern Pima Chamber of Commerce, the president of that chamber, and Leah Marquez Peterson, the president of the Hispanic Chamber. And we're talking about the business climate in Tucson and in Pima County, and we're talking about jobs. Dave, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Great. Dave, if you had a kind of wish list of the things that you could do up in northern Pima County to help government create jobs, what would it be?
That's a great question. You know, one of the things that we see in Oro Valley specifically is that the community is essentially built out. There's not a lot of available space for new industrial, technical, even residential development. Sitting right north of Oro Valley is the Arroyo Grande state-owned parcel, and there have been conversations about annexing this enormous piece of ground, which would have retail, industrial, technical park, and housing infrastructure built into it, with the possibility of up to 15,000 homes constructed in a place like that.
I'm sorry, Dave, just interrupted for a second. Annexing it into the county, the city, the city of Oro Valley.
Into the town so that the town can, you know, take on the responsibilities of developing the parcel. And you know, we think that's an important thing for Oro Valley to be thinking about right now, as a matter of fact, because, you know, we see great prospects here. We've got Ventana Medical Systems, a member of the Roach Group, which is a terrific economic engine. It's the envy of many places in our country, and we want to see them nurtured and expand and grow, and then see businesses that spin off or relate to, you know, that fundamental there. But we don't have the space for it.
Right. So Dave, quickly, what are the obstacles to that achieving that annexation?
Frankly, I think it's inertia in state government. Our governor was having conversations with the town, but those seem to have stepped aside as we've had more pressing budgetary matters. The truth is that the state of Arizona could benefit financially from the development of that parcel. You know, we believe, of course, that the environment needs to be respected and that things are done correctly, but it's a long-term thing, but we've got to keep stepping forward because doing nothing means that nothing happens.
And it's very specific. Thank you for that example. I really appreciate it.
Leah,
I think you have another example. We've talked, in fact, we've spoken during the week with Jonathan Rothschild. We've spoken with Tyler Volk. We've spoken with any number of the people who are already in office. And everybody agrees, whether you're on the left or the right, that having an educated, capable workforce and having that workforce here in Tucson and Pima County is critical to not only getting new business in here, but keeping the businesses that we have. And Leah, during the break, you and I were talking about something that could potentially threaten that.
Yeah, and I think if you put this in perspective, that some of the challenges facing the business community are broadly land development, you know, working with the existing infrastructure,
right,
the businesses that are there, which is a lot of what Dave is doing because his land is already developed in many cases, and its qualified workforce And then it's the regulatory burden that's on the business community. In terms of qualified workforce, we hear that a lot at the Hispanic Chamber. We have employers that reach out to us asking for diverse candidates or bilingual candidates as they realize the incredible growth the Hispanic community is seeing over certainly the Southwest and the nation, and they're interested in tapping into that in a bilingual perspective. And we're actually hosting a job fair September 13th, if I can plug that,
for employers, shameless plug,
at the Viscount, if any employers out there are listening. But there are areas in terms of advocacy that we as Chambers of Commerce can be stepping into. One of those over the last 2 years has been JTED, the Joint Technological Education District, which was funded by our state dollars and has been cut pretty dramatically in this last legislative session. In fact, a lot of the freshmen were not able to participate in JTED this last year. So I think that the more communication that can happen between the business community and some of these incredible programs that can help with workforce development is pretty key.
Yeah, and it's important to note that when we talk about an educated workforce, we're not only talking about, you know, nuclear physicists or brain surgeons or you know, laser developers and astronomers. We're talking about a workforce that is well-educated at the high school level, at the technical school level, at the community college level. You don't necessarily have to have a college degree to have a great career, but you do need some education, and you do need to compete with other people who have that education.
No, absolutely. And I think that's where TRIO and the Chambers can be a particularly strong partner. TRIO is focusing on particular clusters and certain types of industry to bring in. The Chambers of Commerce, we're organizations that work with a lot of retailers, a lot of service industry, technicians, contractors.
Most of our businesses are small businesses.
Right. So we need to make sure this workforce here in Southern Arizona is able to be employable. And I think some of the Pima Community College is a key player in that, as well as certainly the U of A and our high schools for those that don't continue on to college. That's something the business community needs to focus on.
Well, and it's clearly a two-way street. I mean, it's a chicken and egg situation. If there's no jobs, then the graduates, the people coming out of technical schools, coming out of two-year college programs, just go elsewhere, the best and the brightest. I know we've had that problem on several boards of directors that I've been on, where you get some young, you know, fire-in-the-belly person with great new ideas, and they're on your board for a year, and then they're off to Phoenix. So we've had that problem. We know we see it in business all the time. So the chicken and egg is the educated folks won't stay unless there's jobs, and you can't create the jobs without the educated.
Right.
You got to start somewhere. You got to break that cycle.
I mean, one of the things we've been taking, if you kind of look at a step-by-step process, for those, in our case, Hispanic students who are graduating from the University of Arizona or are in school now as juniors and seniors, we know, being business people in Southern Arizona, how important it is to have the relationship here locally with the business community. So you can send out your resume, network. We know how important business networking is. So as a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we're reaching out to the Hispanic sororities, fraternities, engineering clubs, Spanish clubs, and so on, to ask them to start networking with us here in the local business community. We've all been concerned and complained over the years about the number of U of A students who graduate and then leave Tucson.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What can we do to establish relationships to help them to stay?
Dave, I know I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this question, but are you guys up in northern Pima County doing anything similar?
Not to the extent that Leah is, and her chamber's a real dynamo, and I give her credit for that. You know, one of the things I would point out about workforce development is we've got to have improved conversation with people at the state level. They're the ones who have the money. You know, when Ventana Roach made their announcement in October of more than $400 million of investment in facilities and people over the next 5 years, one of the carrots that was brought into that was workforce development money from the governor's office. And I'll give the governor credit on that. But there has to be not just workforce development for a specific project like that, but as Leah points out, workforce development money in a more general sense, and certainly the JTED reductions as an example, is something that everyone should be concerned about and talking about.
Sure. And you know, you bring up an excellent point that governments don't exist on their, you know, in their own little islands, that we're all so interconnected at the federal level, at the state level, at the local and county level, and clearly, from an educational perspective, We have some problems in the state of Arizona as well as at our local level. And if we can't be perceived as a state where you can move a business into and know that, number one, the kids of the people you're relocating are going to have a good education, both K through 12 and at the university level. Are they going to be able to stay home? Are they going to be able to build careers locally? You know, no parent wants to see their kid halfway across the country. So there's those issues. And, of course, every state has budget problems right now. We're going to try to wrap this up if we can. An hour never seems long enough. But Leah, you wanted to talk a little bit about what the Hispanic Chamber specifically is doing in this area.
Regarding workforce development, yeah. And I know you just have a couple seconds, right. So I'll just mention that we had our Public Policy Committee meeting this morning, which is open to any of our members. A lot of conversation around Pima Community College and their admissions policy. So I think that's something that should be on the radar of the business community because it's got workforce implications.
Dave, I know you've got an appointment. Thanks for being on the phone with us. I'm going to give a shameless plug to tomorrow's show. It's a roundtable with Bill Carnegie of the Tucson Food Bank, and Bill Collier, of course, will be the moderator of that. This is Shelley Fishman. I have not said all week long how to reach me, 795-7950. I am a financial planner. Thank you, Bill Buckmaster. Thanks for doing this. Have a great week.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.